Talkback Jackson Sports, Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM. And we head to the Ray Snell Sports Line because no one knows Jackson better than Ray Snell. RaySnell.com, Exit Realty First. We welcome back to the program Tom Knutson with the Knutson's Outdoor Report. Hey, Tom.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, man, things are going well. It's not too bad weather-wise for the weekend. And you and I were talking a little bit before we got rolling. Sounds like the perch are hitting in Lake Erie.
Yeah, they're starting to show up in Michigan waters. You know, I'd made that comment a week or so ago that we were seeing, you know, I saw a bunch of perch fishermen out on off of Port Clinton. So it looks like from some of the bait shops down there that we service in Monroe that it's starting to look like they're starting to show up there.
All right, very good. That's nice. And then
that's a good idea. That's a great thing.
That's a great thing. And there's nothing better. Seriously, I am dead serious about this. There is not one thing on the planet that's better when you put your double hook line down to the bottom and you pull up two in one shot. That is so much fun.
Yeah, it is. That's that's a big thing down there, and we get a good perch run in the fall, and that you know people get their freezer stocked and have fish available for. You know, until we can get some ice.
Yeah, no kidding. And with the perch in and running, really that means not too far behind is going to be a good walleye run. That's on the horizon.
Oh, yeah. The close inshore walleye run.
Right.
Yep, where they'll be able to fish them off the piers and stuff like that. But that's not till November, so we're a little ways away from that.
Right. All right, so perch are in, and then that's the update from Lake Erie. Any word in on what's going on with Lake Michigan right now?
Not much yet there either, okay. But I have seen some pictures. I did see some pictures last week, some people that had fished in a tournament on the west side. And it looked like they had some good numbers of kings.
Good.
And my guess is that, they'll start, within the next, 3, 4, 5 weeks, start making their way into the rivers.
Right. Now, one of the things that has been happening around here across the state is we're seeing the temperatures kind of go down a little bit. I'm still looking at it as being unseasonably cool. But when we have temperatures that are just peaking in the 70s down to the 50s overnight, how's that going to change the fishing here in Jackson?
Well, my guess is we've reached the peak water temperature for this summer based on what I'm seeing for a long-range forecast. So, we're looking mid-70s, for a good stretch. Not saying we ain't going to get another big burst of heat, that's not uncommon. I mean,
right.
we will. But I'm going to bet that our water temperatures have pretty much reached the maximum they're going to reach, and now we're going to start seeing them trickle backwards.
Okay.
And it'll take a while. I mean, there's no doubt about it, but definitely. So that will get the fish activated. When those water temps start to drop and you get, we're a ways away from seeing 10 degrees off our highs, but when you get in that 10 degree off the highs, that's when the switch gets hit and the fish go, hey, it's time.
Yeah.
We got to start eating and we got to start storing and we got to get ready for what's coming.
Right. They're lazy right now. And when they hit, they don't hit that hard. My boy caught one last night and he was like, I'm not even sure if I still have it on. But once it saw the dock, it started fighting a little bit. They're just a little lazy right now.
Yeah. And that's not uncommon. The later part of this season, but that's going to change real quick.
Yeah, right. Looking forward to that, too. Looking forward to pick up a little bit. So getting ready for the sale just around the corner.
It's just around the corner, yes. August 25th is coming fast. Getting definitely ready for the end of season preseason sale. We're just about everything in the store is on sale.
Yeah.
The big yellow tent will go up next week. We'll get that rolling and start getting that filled up and making some changes in the store. So, yeah, it's coming fast, faster than I like. It always does, but
right.
There's nothing I can do about it. You can't stop time.
Yeah, we've already started. I don't want to say we've started having conversations. Let me put it. I want to portray this in a more accurate way. I've started to drop some more hints at home. Does that make more sense?
Yeah,
it
always helps.
Yeah, I bought this pole last year, but I'm still using this old reel, and it's really starting to squeak. It does. So I started dropping hints that maybe a nice purchase is going to be coming during the sale, and my wife's been reminding me that I need to pick up waders this year. So
okay,
yeah,
yep. Well, we
it's
got
the time.
We're sitting pretty good at the moment on waiters. They finally showed up a little late, but we got them here.
All right, so we're looking forward to anything else. Before we wrap up here, remind our listeners again dates of the end of season sale.
August 25th through the 5th of September, which is Labor Day.
Okay.
And that's your chance. In that in-between area, that's your chance for, you know, one of two sales of the year. So, you know, don't delay when it starts, because that's your best selection. Because as the sale goes farther, the selection starts to disappear.
Right, absolutely. And they're great deals out there. They really are with this sale at the end of the season. So. All right, Tom, as always, we appreciate the visit. Anything else our listeners need to know?
Just enjoy this beautiful weekend out there. It looks like we've got a good one coming temperature-wise. Just get out and enjoy it. We're running out of summertime, so we better start using her up.
And this is like bonfire season, too, when it's not too hot at night.
Absolutely.
This is bonfire season. So get some buds, get some friends around the bonfire, and have some fun. All right, Tom.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much. We'll talk with you again here real soon.
We'll talk to you later, Mark.
It's Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.